With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, taxes have been big news items this month. Republicans and Democrats both have different ideas about what needs to happen to straighten out America's tax system. But they're not the only ones with ideas. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the effective tax rate is the most important factor for farmers when it comes to federal taxes. Veronica Nye is an economist and explains.
What we really care about aren't necessarily the bracketed rates, but rather how those rates interact with other provisions of the tax code. So we start layering one provision with another, and at the end of all of that layering, you end up with an effective tax rate. Basically, what is the percentage of your income that you have to cut a check to the federal government?
And because of where the majority of farm assets are, in buildings, land, and equipment, Nye says farmers need tax provisions that maximize cash flow.
Provisions of the tax code, like cash accounting, like kind exchange, and lower capital gains taxes, along with a handful of others, really help farmers to maximize their cash flow, to average their income across years, so that we're not seeing huge changes in the taxes that farmers pay. And that's what we're going to keep an eye on.
And she says one thing is for sure when it comes to farm income. It is predictably unpredictable. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.